Time and space are not quite as absolute in determination of our being as sometimes we think. It helps to have a bifocal, a stereoptic vision, a two-level drama of sorts. That is the nature of the New Testament, shot through from Matthew to Revelation with apocalyptic language and imagery. Our Holy Scripture, both holy and scripture, is both heaven and earth. It is both sacred and secular at the same time, both divine and human. Its word walks with human feet and sings with a divine voice. Its word faces earth as we face our country this day, 675,000 souls gone on to the church triumphant in one country alone, in 1 year and a half alone. Its word, the word of Holy Writ, sings with a divine voice. Each one of these is a child of the living God. The apocalyptic warnings of Mark chapter 9 are not to be taken literally. We know this. We know about hyperbole. Let us pause one good moment to recognize that and why, and so we do not understand the Bible as utterly inerrant. The Bible is inspired, and so inspires us, and is our first point of reflection, prototypical, not archetypical, first, but not exclusive in the church's long history of the search for truth. And these verses, Mark 9, harsh and judgmental, need careful interpretation. So Matthew cuts half of them in his use of Mark 20 years afterward. So Luke cuts all of them in his use of Mark 20 years later. And even Mark himself shifts the weight from fear to hope, even in this passage, as he wrestles to interpret what he has inherited from whatever source. Be salt, have peace among yourselves. Who is not against us is for us. So it is particularly appropriate this special Sunday that we hear a cantata, a beautiful gem of sacred music. In our time, to express a faith amenable to culture and a culture amenable to faith, to unite the pair so long disjoined, knowledge and vital piety. We have Bach music in this beautiful 16-minute poem. For all our fears of heaven and earth, it does ring out a note of hope. It does sing out a note of hope, does it not? Dr. Jarrett, for what shall we listen today, we who remember St. Augustine's proverb, hope has two beautiful daughters, anger and courage?
You will hear a stereoptic vision, two-level drama, apocalyptic language and imagery, courage, anger, hope, all. Today's cantata is based on music that Bach wrote for the Feast of St. Michael, which is celebrated each year in late September. With its fantastic images of Michael, the archangel, slaying Lucifer, the old dragon, these surely must have come as welcome reprieve from the more didactic lessons on the weight of sin that marked the liturgical calendar in late summer for Bach. Bach's musical essays written for Michaelmas prove daring innovation, bravura, and an astonishing capacity for both imagery and imagination. After a year of testing out the capabilities of the very fine Leipzig musicians, including chief of the local Stadtpfeifer, Gottfried Reicher, Bach boldly deploys all his singers and players with confidence and ease. The whole of today's cantata, number 130, is framed around Paul Eber's chorale, Herr Gott, dich loben alle wir, known to the English-speaking world as the doxology, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, our opening hymn today. Consistent with other cantatas from the second Leipzig cycle, the chorale tune is heard in long tones in the soprano part throughout the first movement. But despite the familiarity and prominent position of this famous tune, Bach's newly composed music, played by the instruments from the beginning, both colludes and collides with the chorale in one of the most thrilling, majestic, and playful openings in all of the cantatas. The inner movements remind us that though Lucifer was defeated by Michael and cast down from heaven, he still burns with deceit and torment for God's little ones here on earth. The tail of the serpent ensnares us at any time without notice or warning. Only the eternal presence of God's angels all around us assures both protection but also victory. We are reminded that it was Michael who was with Daniel and who ushered Elijah to the throne of grace on a fiery chariot, and that just like them, when we journey to heaven, Michael, the standard bearer, will safely guide us. Both of the arias in today's cantata are bold departures with regard to instrumentation and style for this Leipzig cantor. I challenge you to find other examples of trumpets and timpani deployed as the obbligato instrument for a bass aria executed with the style and the caprice of today's example of the bass aria. Johann Sebastian Bach and his trumpeter Gottfried Reicha must have had a wonderful regard for one another. Today, Professor Terry Everson plays the heroic parts over and around Craig Jurica's baritone. Whether the tail of the serpent or the brandished saber of Michael, this marks one of the most difficult and exciting uses of these instruments. The tenor aria sung today by Ethan Dupuy features flauto traverso, played by Jessica Lysak. The flauto traverso was new to Bach in Leipzig. Previously, he had written for a recorder, and so this is an innovation for Bach he just learned about in the past year. Cast in the pastoral gavotte, this is a new style, and we are assured that Michael will be with us to the end. Today is stereoptic. It is multivalenced. There are double visions. There are double meanings. There's heaven. There's earth. And for us, this is the first cantata that we've performed in 18 months, a newly rejoined together choir and ensemble, the first time our collegium has been with us, and it means something new. We have performed the other two St. Michael cantatas previously at Marsh. This is the first time for Cantata 130, and I can't think of a more fitting opening to our cantata series as we welcome back our musicians and the Bach experience. It's indeed a cause for celebration and a need to sing the doxology with St. Michael.
Dr. Jarrett, thank you so much. For we, those who have paused here now to worship at Marsh Chapel, we in the last decade are aware that we lift the gospel come these cantata Sundays in word and music together, juntos, together, in harmony. Bach brings us the reach of beauty around the globe, a global sphere of orientation. Bach brings us a stretch toward the universal, the reach up and out to what fully lasts, truly matters, and really counts. Bach brings us an artistic angle of vision rooted in scripture and in an earlier Lutheran garden, nonetheless known by heart and in the heart, far and near, with those today, you and me, who will pause for the offering of the gift of faith. Bach brings us beauty, a pain for sure to the true and the good, but no avoidance of the beautiful. In our time and in this hour, especially this week, we can truly appreciate, benefit from such a global orientation, a high universal reach, a feeling in faith, and the bathing of such beauty. Given the maelstrom of this moment in our current climate, our current politics, our current globe, our current culture, the wind blasts of charge and countercharge, the examples of courage and also instances of failures in courage near and far. We come Sunday, maybe especially this Sunday, maybe for you especially this Sunday, to look for the God who is a rock in a weary land, said Dr. Emily Towns. We want to cultivate a vibrant community of hope we hope to beget an ever more piercing faithfulness. An ever more piercing faithfulness, yes. Today we receive the gift in memory of the faith of the church, and we give ear to the beauty of our first Bach cantata of the year, and we are truly blessed. All the senses, sight, sound, scent, touch, taste, are enlivened today. And this is truly good news, especially for those who may be in mortal need of a living reminder in this hour, as the scripture says, that we are children of God, that you are a child of the living God. For we can sometimes acutely need such a reminder of meaning, belonging, and empowerment in the day and even at night. For we are acquainted with the night. You and I are acquainted not only with sunshine, but also with darkness, as our New England poet memorably put it. I have been one acquainted with the night. I have walked out in rain and back in rain. I have outwalked the furthest city light. So it is particularly appropriate this special Sunday that we hear a cantata, a beautiful gem of sacred music. It is angelic music written to harmonize with the music of the spheres, to recall the angels of Scripture, the revelations of Scripture, the heavenly messages and messengers of Scripture, a worthy work to honor St. Michael and all the angel chorus. Amen.